ever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives. Blood relatives.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Following the protocol, let us just start on with listening to one hadith which speaks about the virtue of honoring and sending darood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It be a reminder that the one who sent once in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will shower him with 10 mercies. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, again with the favor of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, we are honored again to have mulaqah, to meet, wherein we are still discussing family matters, wherein we are reminding ourselves about that gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in name of a family, because if you wanna put it in simple terms, we are going to say that a family is a gift which Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bestowed to each and every one of us. So it's a gift. So we need to look it from there, from among is the favors of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon a human being. It is also this, the favor of a family. Let me just start on to say that in this life, there is a principle wherein if somebody knows the good of something, the way we work for money, all of us, we know the virtues, the fada'il, the thamara, the fruits of having money. That's why when we work extra hard to obtain money. And if it has become apparent to us that any certain animal is an enemy, whenever we hear that this animal is around the vicinity, I think it is wisdom that people, they will run away and they will save. So today we want to look at the virtues, the importance, the benefits, the thamara of joining family relationships, of maintaining family relationship. What are the virtues? What do you get if you maintain the family ties? So there are many, many virtues. We are not going to do justice to go one by one, but inshallah nubdha, we are going to select some of the important virtues of maintaining family relationship. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. So now we are about to start. Number one, silatul rahm. To maintain the family tie, shi'arul iman, it is a sign of iman. You know, to say that you believe in Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, ma alamatu iman, what are the signs of iman? Because iman is like a seed which you plant inside your heart, but its fruits are visible to the entire world. And whatever what is in your heart, people, they won't know of it. We only know of your iman through how you interact with the people. This is very, very important. So what is ma alamatu iman? What are the signs of iman? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many ahadith he did enumerated to us other things which will point to the signs of iman, that the iman of this person is good, or the iman of this person is sound or safe, is increasing or decreasing. There are things which we'll need to, you see, there's no any scale whereby you go by a shop, you say that, no, put me on a scale, I want to weigh my iman, no. So the scale which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us to weigh your iman, there are certain scales. So from among these things, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, man kana yu'minu billah, the one who believe in Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. Now here goes the test, that red litmus paper, to test that this iman, is it true? It was just only to say, you know, to claim is easy, but now to follow up, to sustain your claim, that is very, very hard. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, the one who believe in Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal in the last day, number one, he should honor his guest. He should honor his neighbors. From among these things, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then mentioned that فَلْيَصِلْ رَحْمَهُ, he need to maintain family ties. The word, again, we did explain in the previous episode. The maintaining which is being mentioned here is that he, whenever they want to break it, he is the one to maintain it. Somebody said it beautifully that the family relationship, they are not made to be sweet, of course. As we normally say that it is the wish of Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal that in this dunya, he never made anything to be smooth flowing. There is nothing smooth flowing in the dunya because it's Darul Ibtila. Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal, even money, sometimes it's up, down, business. So also family, there sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's sour. So somebody said it beautifully. He said that family relationship and welding, they are the same. It's only that welding, there is sparks, then join for the rest of the life. But for the family, there is join first, then sparks for the rest of the life. So what it means that whenever a family is being set, there shall be quarrels. This is the norm. It's a norm. It's healthy. If a family does not quarrel, that's the son unhealthy. So they need to quarrel. So when they quarrel, this one here will maintain, even if they want to break away with him. So it's a sign of iman. The one who believes in Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal. So what he must do? Let him maintain the family relationship. When people break away from him, he is always, always, always be like a welder to join and to glue and to cement the family. So one characteristic the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell us that we need to know and we need to measure our iman is that are we angry? Are we quick to break away from the family? So if we break away from the family, it's a sign to show that there is a default in, there is a lacking on our iman. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. I think the second virtue, this is especially the people of business, and the majority of us, I think this one here, we like it. It is being mentioned by the scholars that now, swilatul rahm, to maintain the family relationship, is what? Sababu li ziyadatil umr. It's a reason for a prolonged life. Nowadays, people, they want prolonged life. Make dua for prolonged life. We want this. And not only like that, in the increment of risk. To maintain the family tie, it is a one of the reason for one to have a prolonged life and to have his risk being granted in silver plate. We need to explain to this. Whenever we talk about a prolonged life, people, they need to understand what is a prolonged life. What is baraka in as far as life is concerned? Yani, if we want to look at our pious scholars, our predecessors, you find that what they used to do with their lifespan, majority of us, even if we give 1,000 lifespan, we cannot do. Because Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal grant barakah in their lifespan. You go for Imam Shafi'i, you go for Abu Hanifa, Imam An-Nu'man ibn Thabit, you find that these scholars, they had ordinary. Their lifespan was not 1,000 years. It's just ordinary, which we have got some of us, 60, 40, these are the ordinary. But what they've done in those 40, 60, I bet and I guarantee that if you want to multiply some of our lifespan, join and put them together, what they achieve in those 40, 60, 50 years is very hard and it will be sometimes impossible for us to grant it. So the reason and the secret was why Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal gave them a meaningful life. Whenever we talk about a prolonged life, it's not number, it's not quantity. Normally we say in business, you know, if sometimes I make dua, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if we use our business the tactics, as far as our religion is concerned, we always excel. Because in business, we normally make sure that we use this type of tactics. Like there's an aphorism which go like, it's not quantity, but it's rather quality. So their life is not quantity, it's not number. That you can be. At the time of the Nuh, Nabi Nuh alayhi wa la Nabi Yina Salam, the people used to live there for 1,000 years, but the majority of the people, they never believed unto him. That 1,000 years was gone, dahabat diya, it was wasted. So the life to be meaningful, when we say that it's a long life, it's that life, even if it is short, it's longer enough if Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal grant barakah in that life. Whatever they do, yani, it can be seen even in generation and generation and generation and generation and generation, and even after their demise. You see, that is a long life which we're talking about. So the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that the one who want a long life, who want to be long life, of course, it has got many meaning. It can mean a long life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you, and also what you call this, and some numbers, and so including those numbers, also they have got in it barakah, because there's no need of to saying a long life, then you're suffering in that long life. You are suffocating, it will be a punishment. But rather, we are talking about a long, prosperous, and a meaningful life. That is the word, actually, the meaningful life. So what must he do? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, فَعَنَّ Anas bin Malik, on authority of a Sahaba by the name Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man ahabba, the one who loved, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolonged his life and also to increase his sustenance, what must he do? فَلْيَصِلْ رَحْمَهُ, you need to maintain the family ties. Maintaining the family ties. Really, logically also it makes sense, because, for example, you are the captain, we talk about somebody who maintain, maybe you are the breadwinner, and the people are under you, and you are providing for the people. So by us seeing from the logic perspective point of view, you deserve more so that you can keep on saving these people. You are like a pillar to the family. When the pillar is being taken away, then the whole family is a building, is a structure to collapse. So those type of personnel, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal normally pull them, normally increase them. Even the sustenance is being mentioned, because there's a hadith in Riyadh al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi put in a record of this hadith, whereby there's this man, he had his brother, just the sum of the khulas of the hadith. So his things, his way of life was made easy. And I'm talking about his ends. And of course, nowadays we say ends to meet. No one will say that my ends are meeting, just being born, and these type of sayings were being said. But nevertheless, it was on a smooth flow. So he had the quarrel with this relative, be it a brother of his. So he decided to take him away. After he took him away, then things started to scramble. Then he did go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, maybe you were being given sustenance because of your brother. Just look at here, the sustenance of others. Because if you are 10, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, of course, you'll have to facilitate for 10 people. You are 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate for 3 people. That's why also our ulama used to tell us that if you have got a good intention, you marry, you make nikah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your sustenance. Because why? Because now it's 2 people coming. Maybe if barakah again being prolonged, maybe 3, 4, 5 with the children. So the more the increase in the member of the family, the more the sustenance is increased. This is something which is easy to say, and we need to understand also from it as well. So the one who wants his lifespan to be prolonged and his sustenance to be granted in a silver plate, and also to have barakah in his sustenance, let him maintain the family ties. Let him maintain the family ties. By it feeding his family people and sharing with them, and by it sheltering them, this will bring the family as a unity. It will make more love and things to grow. So the point, I think it is driven home, that the one who wants his lifespan to be prolonged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have a meaningful life in this dunya, to have his sustenance to be granted in a silver plate. So what must he do? He need to maintain the family relationship. From among the commandments which are Nabi Musa was given, those early commandments, we say that this is the pivot for religion. From among them is that you should honor your mother and your father, your parents, so that your days on earth can be increased. Same, it's the same point which we are mentioning here. So we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal that He will give us the jazba, the enthusiasm as we have studied this silsila, I did mention a principle that if we come to know the goodness of something, we will work hard. Of course, we know all of us the goodness of money, day in and day out. Just look at how we exert and how we put the effort for us to achieve money, because we know the thamara, the fruits of money. So now today we are learning now the thamara, the fruits of family relationship. So I think it must be a drive for one and all to work more hard now to maintain. I think after this episode, it will make me more happy. If viewers of Madani channel, those people who've cut with their family ties, you pick up the phone, try to make amends, try to apologize. It is the field of apologizing. Don't wait when the time is late and the final whistle is being blown. Then you say, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now return me to the dunya. I want now to go and speak with my cousin. The time is now. So inshallah, as we said, that there's no any family which is just smooth like a milkshake. It's in every family. There are some quarrels, there are some squabbles. But the good people, as we said, that those with iman, they are those who try to uphold and to connect till the last breath. So that was virtue number 2. It's So just summarizing, now let us go to number 3. Silatul Rahm, to join the family, to maintain the family ties, relationship again. It will give birth to what? The one who maintain the relationship, this is another advantage. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal maintain a relationship with him. Very big point. I hope and pray to Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. You know, they say that it takes wisdom to understand wisdom. Just listen to here. The one who maintain the relationship, Allah will maintain a relationship with him. The one who maintain with his relationship, the relationship is family, his or her family. You maintain the mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law, those things, they need to be maintained each and every time. You have got a phase, extended family, you need to extend, you expand the horizon. In a business world, no one can get sad if you expand the business. So sometimes, why do we get sad when we expand the family? To be going this one and that one and that one, they need to become an extended family. So the more the responsibility, the more also the rewards. So just maintain relationship with everything. We are being told here that the one who maintain the family relationship here, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will maintain a relationship with him. There is no anything. If your relationship is sweet, it means what? A relationship between you and Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal become also sweet. If relationship between yourself and your relationship, the blood relationship of yours, is sour, so how you can maintain the relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal? You are failing on those things which you see. Yani, and Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make these people as the ambassadors, as the convoys. You are failing to maintain with your... So do you think that you're going to maintain the relationship with the Muslim brothers? Do you think that you're going to maintain the relationship now between yourself also and Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal? Charity begins at home. Start with your people, your relationship. Those are the people who need to start off with. Then you spread on, you go. So this is very, very important. I make dua and pray to Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal that this type of words, it must be enough to warn us. Virtue number 4. The fourth one, as you can see, each and every one of it is an encyclopedia on its own. Silatul Rahm, to maintain the family tie. من أعظم أسباب دخول الجنة. It is from amongst what? Amongst the reasons of entering into Jannah. Yani, if we say that Jannah have got many, many ways to enter into Jannah, from amongst the ways, there is only maintaining family relationship is one of the reasons to go to Jannah. So it's a way to Jannah. You want to put your navigation to Jannah right now, make sure that the GPS code maintaining the family, you put it on. You maintain. That's a road which will take you straight to Jannah. This is just, we need to make it very, very clear. Let us just clarify all the doubts that from day one, know that to maintain the family relationship is an act of ibadah. I think kafa hadha sharaf. Also, this is one of the virtues which is enough, which is self-explanatory. We don't need to explain furthermore. It's an act of ibadah. It's an act of worship. When you talk about act of worship nowadays, people, they just think of salah, maybe zakah. And these are all act of worship. To maintain itself, the family relationship, it's an act of ibadah. Why? That's now we are here being told that it's an easy way which will take somebody to paradise. Only maintaining the family ties. You maintain your family ties, it's a way to paradise. Not also coming from our own, being said by the Holy Prophet ﷺ and Abi Ayyub al-Ansari, the Sahaba by the name Abi Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ana rajulan qala ya Rasulallah, a man said to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, oh, the Messenger of Allah, akhbirni, now inform me ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi amal, with such an act, which is very, very, yani little, which is easy for me to enter into Jannah. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that, oh dear man, you need to worship Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal and don't associate any partners with him. You need to worship Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal alone and don't associate partners with him. Then number 2, make sure that you are regular in your salah. وَتُقِيمُ salah, establish salah. It's a word of which, if it is the silsila of salah, I think that word enough, تُقِيمُ salah, is going to be the pivot of the talk. But nevertheless, let us skip here. And make sure if Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal gave you, don't feel to give. The one who give is always being given. The givers, they spend a blissful night, whilst the receivers, they spend a blissful day. So be from among us who give. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conclude these all actions with what? Silatul Rahim. Maintain the family ties. the one which is being in conclusion. Because normally when we conclude, we want to conclude with a strong point. Not just saying that it's taking precedence here. No. It's not taking precedence over the worship of Allah, but it was being put also last to highlight its importance. And look at what it was being linked to. Worshipping Allah alone, making salah, giving zakah, also it have got to hang there. What? Maintaining the family ties. Majority of us, this, just take it for granted. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalali inspire one and all. Now, number five, the virtue number five, Silatul Rahim, maintaining of the family tie, Ta'atullahi Azza wa Jal. It's directly obedience to Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. You do no any favor to the family. You're doing yourself a favor, really. Don't ever move around and say, no, I'm giving them, I'm doing them a favor. This is, you set the record right, you're doing yourself a favor. Because it's an act of ibadah. Like how you don't move around and say, I've done Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a favor, I was making salah. No one will say like that, because we understand that when you perform salah, you are doing yourself, actually yourself a favor. So that is the game, that is the same thing, again, the rules here and terms and conditions are applying here, because it's an act of worship. It's obedience to Allah, Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, ta'atullah. You can quarrel with your family, but at the end of the day, know that to keep on maintaining a relationship with them, it is nothing else except that a duty which is binding upon you. And this type of duty, you see that with what it is coming with, the rights of Allah, performing salah, zakah, and the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his rights and what will come next, the rights of the parents after that, فَالْأَقْرَبُ لِلْأَقْرَبُ, those people who are near and who are near, like that. So it's an act of worship to obey and to abide by it. Ta'atullah. It is to obey Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. You won't get any loss with that. But nowadays we are solo. We are solo. Just only yourself. See, that's why myself, my iPad. No more talking about this family. It's gone those times. But people, they used just to Iblis. He was very, very, from among his cunning tricks is what? He started to break people away from their families. In Surah Ra'ad, verse number 21, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, we said that to maintain the families in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us substantiate it. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said that, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّ صَلْ. Those people who join whatever Allah commanded them to join. Those people who join whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them to join. What did Allah commanded us to join? He did commanded us to join family relationship. It was a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we say that to join it is an obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal directly. It is coming from none other than, except from it is coming from Wahi, Al-Quran. We make dua in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal that with these few words, may Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make it upon us that we will, from now in and onwards, if we have something lacking and deficient, we will excuse it that we were not away. As now we are away, we must take it, even if you are seeing this silsila, wherever you might be, just take it as an opportunity that after this silsila terminates, and after we finish with this silsila, every time take your phone, try to make any the amends and try and still there, malam yughargar, as long as somebody is not breathing his last, try to maintain the family relationship. If you wronged some people, try to ask forgiveness from them. If they wronged you also, forgive them and try to move on. Some people, they are just only shy to say sorry. You need to know by the nature, but there are some people who need just only to greet people. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah Muhammad salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasul Allah.
Whoever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives.